10 Spiritual Superpowers You Might Not Know You Have by Salon George. When you let love become your superpower, you open yourself up to a miraculous life. Chris Frankum. When most people think of the word superpower, they might think of someone who can fly or has X-ray vision. But there's another set of superpowers that may not as popular, but they are real and make a difference in the lives of real people every day. You may even have some of these superpowers, but don't recognize them as such. Below are some examples of spiritual superpowers that you may already possess. And if you wish to develop them, there are some quick suggestions to help. 1. Curiosity. When you're curious, you're open to new experiences and new ideas. As a result, you're more willing to step outside your comfort zone and explore the world around you. This openness can lead to growth and learning, both on a personal level and a professional level. Curiosity also helps you connect with other people. When you're curious about someone, you want to learn more about them, their background, their beliefs, and their interests. This curiosity can help break down barriers and build relationships. Finally, curiosity is a spiritual superpower. It can help you connect with your innermost self and with the divine. When you're curious about life, the universe, and your place in it, you open yourself up to new possibilities and insights. How to cultivate curiosity. If you feel like you're falling short on this superpower, here are two easy ways to develop it. First, spend time with children. Follow their lead and they will teach you. Second, try an experiment of spending a day saying yes to an invitation that you might not normally accept. For example, a friend invites you to try a new food at their favorite restaurant. 2. Intuition. Intuition is the ability to know something without knowing how you know it. Intuition is often described as a gut feeling, a hunch, or an inner voice. It is the ability to trust the wisdom that resides in you. Intuition is a powerful tool for making decisions. Many people rely on their intuition to make important decisions in their lives. Intuition can help you find your true calling in life, and it can help you make the right decisions for your career and your relationships. Intuition can also help you find your purpose in life. How to develop your intuition? One easy way to develop your intuition is to ask or pray for guidance. Simply speak the dilemma you're facing aloud and ask for the wisdom to make the right decision. Then be silent and listen. 3. Non-attachment. Non-attachment doesn't mean not caring about anything or anyone. Instead, it's about releasing our grip on our thoughts, emotions, people, and physical possessions. When we engage the people and possessions in our lives in a non-attached way, we can truly enjoy them without fear of losing them. This is because a non-attached mind has come to terms with the reality of impermanence and understands that nothing in our created world is meant to last forever. Of course, non-attachment isn't always easy, but it is a powerful way to orient one's life. How to develop non-attachment? At the heart of non-attachment is the reality that everything dies or ceases to exist. Spend a few minutes each day remembering that you will one day die. Instead of being morbid, it can be the most significant source of life. 4. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is considered a spiritual superpower because it has the ability to heal relationships, mend hearts, and promote peace. It is one of the most powerful gifts we can give ourselves and others. Forgiving someone doesn't mean that what was done was okay, but it does mean that you are choosing to release the anger, resentment, and bitterness you're feeling. This sets you free from the chains of negativity that are binding you. Forgiveness allows us to live in the present moment rather than reliving the past. When we forgive someone, we free ourselves from the prison of our own minds. It takes courage to forgive, but it is worth it. Forgiveness is a sign of strength, not weakness. How to develop forgiveness? Frequently call to mind the ways you've been forgiven by others. 5. Humility. Humility is the ability to see yourself as you truly are. In other words, it allows you to more accurately assess your strengths and weaknesses in a healthy and integrated way. Humility allows us to connect with others, see them as equals, and form meaningful relationships with them. It also allows us to learn from our mistakes and from the mistakes of others. Humility, along with a good dose of non-attachment, is what enables us to accept criticism and feedback without getting defensive. It helps us become better people, both individually and collectively. How to develop humility. Take a personality assessment or ask people close to you to give you an honest assessment of your strengths and weaknesses from their perspective. 6. Contentment. Contentment is having a sense of peace and happiness regardless of one's external circumstances. It's being okay with what you have and not needing more. This superpower comes from a place of inner peace and knowing that everything is always working out for the best. People who have mastered the art of contentment are some of the happiest and most peaceful people. They know that they will be okay no matter what life throws their way. They don't need things to make them happy. They are already happy from within. How to develop contentment? Make it a habit to express gratitude for all your blessings, no matter how small. 7. Compassion. Compassion is the ability to feel the suffering of others accompanied by a strong desire to help. Compassion is one of the most essential spiritual qualities because it allows us to feel connected with all life and helps us to work for the common good. This connection can be the catalyst for change in the world, creating a ripple effect that spreads love and kindness far and wide. Compassion is one of the most important weapons against violence and hatred. How to develop compassion? If you wish to become a more compassionate person, first start by practicing self-compassion. Speak to yourself kindly and practice caring for yourself as you would someone you deeply cared about. 8. Adaptability. There are many things in life we cannot control. The weather, our health, and the actions of others are just a few examples. It would be nice if we could change these things, but we can't. We can only adapt to them. Adaptability allows us to take what is given to us and make the most of it. It is the ability to find happiness amid change, chaos, or sorrow. For some people, adapting comes easy. They can change their perspective and see the silver lining in every cloud. For others, it is more of a challenge. It takes time and effort for them to adjust to new circumstances. How to develop adaptability? No matter where you fall on the spectrum, there are things you can do to improve your adaptability. The same steps to grow curiosity can also help you become more adaptable. 9. Prayer. Despite its power, prayer is often underestimated and underutilized. Many people believe that they will get what they want if they pray hard enough. However, prayer is not about manipulating God. It is about opening yourself up to divine guidance and connection. Prayer can be a powerful tool for personal growth and transformation. When you pray regularly, you begin to develop a closer relationship with God and other transcendent realities. This can lead to greater insight and understanding in your life path. How to develop your prayer life? You can start by learning the Our Father. You can also simply speak aloud whatever is on your heart. 10. Love. Love is the most basic human emotion. We're born with it, and it's the first thing we feel for our parents. It's what motivates us to care for others and seek relationships. Therefore, love is essential for our happiness and well-being. Love is also complex. It can be happy and warm, or passionate and intense. It can be full of joy or fraught with pain. But despite its ups and downs, love is always worth fighting for.